Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday.
Ooh.
Thank God.
Don't y'all feel it?
Come on, I feel it.
Yeah, it's cold outside.
How you feel that?
I felt it because it was cold outside.
How about that?
It is Friday, December 6, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly Hughes. We have guest co-host in the building, Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Hold on. You didn't say it.
Oh, my bad. Gosh. I messed this up several times.
Wait, what? I'm missing something. I'm missing something.
You're about to hear it.
We have in studio the legendary Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Great morning, Telly, man. How you doing and feeling, man?
See the response?
Come on, man. I'm I got to get introduced after that now?
Well, we can go to Ricky. Said. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Telly.
And we have Jay English in the building. Good
Come
morning,
on, good Jay. Morning, good morning.
You can't spoil somebody and then be like, take it black.
I'm trying to get to your status.
Hey, man, you there.
No, I ain't there.
Homer comes with his own t-shirts, his own
everything, man.
Fan base, trust me. There's a lot that goes with that legendary label.
I love it.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yeah, this is a t-shirt from my 30th annual Homer Blow birthday party for the kids that took place this year. Next year will be the 31st annual.
Nice. See?
3,000 to 5,000 people come out for it.
That's called incredible. Longevity.
That is. That is.
Yes. But yeah. It must mean that you're doing something well if you do have longevity.
Yes, absolutely, man. And to know that these children grow up, man, I just talked to a sister who her 9-year-old daughter at the time, she took her to one of the parties for the kids, and she ended up winning a dance contest, and it inspired her to end up taking up dancing. And she told her mother, this is what I want to do. She became a Bucks dancer for years, and
that's
they just didn't
up.
Do it this year, I
that's
guess.
Awesome.
But, yeah, she would have been on the team. So that was – I learned that this week. So shout out to Vanessa Moore, whose daughter was inspired from coming to the birthday party for the kids.
Oh, that's what's
up. Decades ago.
Yeah. This is the season. This is the season. We love to hear things of that nature. And this is also the season of bad decisions, guys. I'm going to let you
That sounds
define
like you got somebody in mind.
Right. Yeah, define bad decision, please.
I'm speaking of myself.
We'll tell on you.
Okay. Yes, because I'm a pretty disciplined guy. You have to be somewhat disciplined to have this schedule.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But last night, let me tell you, that Packer game got good, and I stayed up way later than my bedtime is usually, you know, requires.
You paying the price?
I'm straight now. I'm straight now.
Now.
But
you stop by the coffee shop.
Yes,
Express
he did.
Express me, please.
Yes.
But what a game. I don't know if you all caught it.
Yeah, I did. I did.
That was.
I did.
And I'm sorry to tell y'all, but I'm a Detroit Lion fan. Have been since Barry Sanders.
Well, congratulations.
Come on. I'm enjoying this year.
Hey, I was about to say, man, you all have suffered long enough.
Oh, we have.
But season still ain't over, though.
Trust me, they let me down last year in the playoffs. That's all right. I got bragging rights right now.
Right, absolutely. But you're going to learn today.
And you bragging rights during the regular season don't mean much.
No, it don't. But when you win 0-15 before, you gotta enjoy this.
Yeah, that's why I said you all should be enjoying this.
Yeah.
I remember that 0-16 season.
Come on, man.
It wasn't 15. It was 0-16.
Just going to remind me of the extra loss?
Yeah. Shout out to my friend, Brother Milt Mitchell. He's a Lions fan as well, and he wears the oversized Lions hat, and he went to games and all that kind of stuff. And he has friends that don't call him once we win or somebody else win. And,
yes.
But whenever it happens, I'm like, hey, I call him. Like, hey, man, congratulations.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, because I ain't getting no money from them. They ain't donated to my birthday party for the kids.
It's always amazing.
He calling them out.
It's always amazing to me when, with sports, eventually it comes around. Most of the time, a team is not just going to stink forever.
Right.
Unless you're the Chicago Bears.
Or the Cubs.
But,
yeah. Bears still suck.
The Bears continue to.
I love when a team that has been historically sad finally start getting good, and then it's cool to be one of those fans.
Come on.
Like, it's cool to be a Detroit Lions fan
right now.
You're
preaching right now.
Now, but 3 years ago?
No, 3 years ago.
You'd be like, man, who do you think you are? Axel Foley walking around here with this Detroit Lions jacket on? Like, stop.
That was depressing 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And 4 and 5.
Come on, man.
And 6.
What we supposed to be talking about something else. Let's talk about the birthday party again.
To lay over with Tina, Tracy Jack. What's going on?
Right. I'm having a good year. He going to remind me of bad stuff.
Listen. So, you're going to learn today.
Hey,
so,
I am.
Anyway, so Homer, who all was at that birthday party?
Hey, it was so many kids, man. It was free hot dogs, burgers,
save
pizza,
me,
Kool-Aid, the red kind, cake, ice cream, petting zoo, horse rides. Man. Now, bounce houses and everything, man.
That's great. Now back to the Lions.
No, come on. All I know is 11 game win streak. That's all I know.
That,
come on.
Okay.
And Wicket came out, right? So you good.
Yeah. You know.
Hey, why y'all gonna let me just enjoy this win, huh? Just
put him up.
Hey, man. Look, you are in Packer land, and
that's
you're
right.
Talking about enjoying
hey,
a Lions
somebody
win.
Somebody gotta represent, man. I got to. I have to.
Negro, please.
Look,
there you go. Yeah. There you go. That's how you feel, Ricky.
Hey,
and
man.
I was enjoying your playlist yesterday.
You know what? We're going to have to spade and neuter y'all.
Oh, here we go. Well, it didn't happen last night, though. That's all I know.
You're right.
Hey, the Detroit Lions, they're a really good team. The only thing is, can they finish the deal? Can they go to their – is it their first ever Super Bowl? Have they ever been to a Super Bowl?
Man, look, if they have, it was way before I was in existence.
Yeah, I don't think the Detroit Lions have ever been to a Super Bowl.
Come on, y'all. Let's make this happen this year.
Hey,
I'm talking like folks out here really want that to happen. But I do. And the three of us that want the Detroit to win, I'm rocking with y'all.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this thing. I am not a fan of a team that does a lot of winning during the regular season.
Right.
And don't experience that loss to learn from their mistakes.
Well, that was last year for us.
Right.
We learned last year, so we don't have to do that this year.
Okay.
Are you going to learn this year, too?
No. Come on, man.
You just graduated,
but don't worry about it.
Y'all, it's an 11-game winning streak.
Yes. I can't wait to see y'all crying on the side.
Come on, man. Look,
you just don't want that streak
just
to end
the birthday party.
And the playoffs. That's the only thing we're saying.
Just remember this move right here.
I'm sorry.
That's a helmet being thrown down on the sideline.
Man, I'm telling you,
when you don't
a playoff
bring
game and I'm supposed to come in the next day, I might have to call in. I might just be like,
yeah.
I'm on with who? No.
You going to learn that day, too.
I'm coming here with a mask on, just bag on my
head. Man. In other sports news, though, we'll get off your Lions. I mean,
they are
right now the number one seed. They have the best record in the NFL. So, good for the Detroit Lions.
Keep talking about it.
So Kansas lost?
Kansas.
KC. The Chiefs.
Yes, they lost.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So they both got one loss?
Yeah, they both have
okay,
one
so
loss.
They
have the best record in the NFC.
There you go.
The Chiefs have the best record.
You just going to bring it
AFC.
Down. Just
going to walk it back, man. Feeling a lot of hate in the room right now.
Hey, we're just reporting facts, and Mr. Blow just corrected
me. Come on, man.
That's all.
These facts are skewed a certain direction, though.
Okay. TIS, what's up?
In other sports news,
okay.
This is good news for Bucks fans. Chris Middleton.
Yep.
will make his debut tonight.
What?
Absolutely.
Against the Celtics.
Yes.
They've been missing him.
Very much.
They've been missing him.
So he has missed the first, I want to say, 22 games.
Yep.
Like 21 due or 22. To, off-season ankles surgery.
Yeah, bro can't stay healthy, man.
Man.
I hate that's that what I'm
afraid of. I can't imagine both of your ankles getting surgery, yo.
It's called old age.
Yeah, that's called being laid up for a while.
Well, you know, that's the true definition of, I'm going to break your ankles.
Damn. Like with an S.
Yeah, they've been missing him. I think that's going to open up a lot of new stuff.
It should.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
It should. So, a lot of exciting things surrounding the Milwaukee Bucks and Wisconsin sports teams. Also, Saturday you have the big Wisconsin versus Marquette game.
Yep,
at Fiserv, which is already sold out. So, if you're thinking about trying to get some tickets, or you think you could hit me up for some tickets, can't do nothing for you.
Right, you could go out to the cheer district though and be like, "Oh, that tree is beautiful." They did it last night. That's beautiful.
Yeah, but if you're trying to get in the game,
it's over.
Probably not going to happen. Probably not going to happen. But I'll tell you what's going to happen today. That is a hot, exciting show with a lot of great topics, a lot of local topics that I'm sure a lot of you all out there in Truth Nation are talking about, with number one being the extension decision to close the cath lab at St. Joe's. Now, keep in mind, we reported earlier this week that a Walgreens in a nearby area is closing.
Yep.
And we were talking about the delays and things that are going to take place when it's time for people in that community to get their medicines and everything else, how they will have to go on the other side of town to get that. And now there's a closure. Ascension has decided to close the cath lab at St. Joe's, and we are going to get into that, as well as, is there or should there be charges brought up against a parent because their kid shot themselves by accident with their gun. So there's a
or
mother.
Or shot somebody else. Mm-hmm. Shot one of their siblings.
Yes, yes. So we're going to get into that, as well as a local Milwaukee mother allegedly attacks a special ed teacher. Man, what are
she
we doing?
She beat her down, too.
You saw the video?
I got the criminal complaint. I read the
Yes.
She ended up with a concussion and all type of stuff.
Oh,
man.
Yes. So we're going to get into that. So keep it locked right here. Homer Blow, Jay English, our guest co-host for the day. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. We're going to dive into those topics on the other side of the break.
You are listening to Old with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, that sounds so much better on a Friday. It's time to roll out, especially if you got paid.
Well,
you just got paid.
Or you
Friday
stayed up night. Late.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I'm good.
Okay, good.
What's funny is late is like 11 o'clock now.
Oh, yeah, man. But you got to get up at 4? What time do you get up in the morning?
I get up at 5.
Oh, okay.
I get up at 5, so... I got a stroll about a good five hours, but it's all good. Hey, it's Friday. I'm happy to be here. And good morning if you're just joining us out there, Truth Nation. We have guest co-host Homer Blow and Jay English in the building. The legendary Homer Blow and Jay English in the building.
I can't swallow, man.
He said, don't mess up his intro.
How his throat all of a sudden needs to be cleared, right?
Let me clear my throat.
Right. Yes. So, Truth Nation, we have another closing that we unfortunately have to report, and it is, to me, a very serious closing. Ascension Health Services met with the Milwaukee Common Council yesterday on Thursday after announcing it's cutting its catheterization or their cath lab at St. Joseph Hospital. And according to the Ascension CEO, Daniel Jackson, he explained that there are shortages of nurses and a shortage of physicians and a shortage of pipeline of a number of healthcare workers. So you do it in that relationship, understanding what's the best distribution and access, unquote. Now, this is a big deal, and you had Alderman DeAndre Jackson raising the alarm on this controversial decision because this is the 7th District, and this is on the north side. And this closure will force residents in the area to travel an additional 15 to 20 minutes to access critical health care, heart care, at facilities like Frederick and St. Mary's or St. Luke's. And we all know when you're dealing with heart issues and cardiac issues, that's one of the main killers in the black community.
Come on,
let's just be real.
Every minute counts.
Yes. And every minute counts.
So now we got 15 extra minutes.
And look at this closing. The St. Joe's closing is cath lab. This will roughly affect 100,000 residents.
Mm-hmm.
But the most alarming part of it is 74,000 of those 100,000 residents
look like us.
Mm-hmm. Who are most likely to die
who
from
are
heart
black
problems
or brown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a problem.
They look like us. They look like us.
Thank you.
And it's mess. Yeah, it's sad, man. It's sad, you know. And when you really think about it, man, you have to think about our future and what our future looks like. So when you have a facility like Ascension saying we don't have enough nurses, we don't have enough doctors, and you expect them to still be able to truly operate mm-hmm. that portion. The dropout rates, you get what I'm saying? The children that are coming up that is not their desire to get into the medical field. Those that are comfortable being a CNA for 20 years, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to excel and be like, look, we'll pay for you to go and become an RN. We'll pay for you to be an LPN and those type of things. We'll pay for you to go to medical school and all of those things. And, yeah, you know what? I want to do that. I want to do TikToks. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to be a viral YouTuber or things like that in the social media field. It creates these type of dilemmas.
Yeah.
And we have to really look at that part of it, in my opinion, as well. You got to make some decisions. And we are in situations where corporations and different companies and even small businesses find that the owner of the small business is working there more than they want it to, but because of the lack of and the turnover of employees and the complaints that you might get, you know what, I may as well be here myself. This isn't what I planned. Mm-hmm. But if people don't want to work and I'm offering them jobs and we're saying we're looking for, look at our police department, look at our sheriff department. They're all looking for employees,
yeah.
Recruits. So it's, I don't know, man. That's something that really needs to be thought about. Like, why are they having these shortages?
Yeah, and it looks like they're having it all over.
Right.
Know? So it's not just here. I guess the question just becomes, if you're going to close down any piece of it, why that piece, I guess, is more of my question. Knowing our issues with heart disease, knowing how important that is, again, when every minute does count and you're in an ambulance on your way, whether you're suffering a heart attack or anything else, that just seems like, in addition to it, you've got the closing of the Walgreens around it. Mm-hmm. Like, it just seems like, why is this happening in our neighborhoods? Maybe that's my question.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I read about this in other neighborhoods.
Yes, that's the biggest question, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jay. Hit us up, 833-212-1017, because if there is a shortage across the board,
mm-hmm.
that means there are shortages in other communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's the big question. Why is it that you have to cut – this in this location, because this is vital. And if you go on any news, local news website, you will see stories about people that is going to affect directly. This is a real, real thing, because like you just said, Jay, Walgreens is closing nearby. And then that's already making it tougher to get to your medicine. And yes, I do know that it's becoming more common to get your medicine mailed to you. But now, if something happens in an emergency case, you have to go an extra 10 or 15 minutes in a situation where every second, every minute counts. So this is a very, very big deal, and a lot of people are concerned. And if there was a way that Ascension could possibly make it make more sense to us as a community, I think that would be better. But again, hit us up, 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts about Ascension deciding to close the cath lab at St. Joe's, where 74% or 74,000 African Americans will be affected out of the 100,000 residents that will have to travel at least 10 to 15 minutes further to get to a hospital in a pinch?
But also, don't we have to think about, when we're talking about the doctors and the nurses, the personnel that they were talking about, you have to be specified in those particular areas. So I hear when some people may say, well, you know, well, can't they just pull somebody from here if that's not their specialty?
Yeah.
If they're not the ones that can save you when you're having a heart attack or when you're having, you know, any type of health issues that go around your heart or whatnot, you have to be a specialist in those areas. And if they have some people, but they not specialists in those areas, then that also can create harm to those of us who would need to go and utilize those services. So, it's kind of middle of the road. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's I understand, but I also know that a lot of more black people are going to die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that you have to take everything into consideration. It's not just, okay, we're losing money, we can't afford this. Well, maybe you just reduce the services. Maybe it's not 24/7. Maybe because of the shortages, until you can get more physicians and nurses in there, okay, we're open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday or
people
something.
People having heart attacks every day.
Having had heart attacks every day. But
like, oh, you came on the wrong day to die.
Yeah, but just to eliminate it altogether? Yeah. I don't know. Marlon, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, my brothers. How y'all doing?
Great morning.
Hey, doing well.
I look at it like this. The Common Council set us up to die. Because the Common Council is smart enough to say, we don't want to just snatch this from our community. We need this just like you guys need in the other communities and your office service in other communities. That's wrong. Just like St. Michael's, we took a hit there. So, you know, with a heart attack, you know, it's crucial that you get there in a certain amount of time. So they might as well stop the run and walks in Milwaukee behind heart attacks, because they didn't yanked it away. You know, they could have downsized it. They could have bought somebody else from other areas, because, trust me, in a hospital, everybody know how to do everything. And the crazy part about it is St. Joseph's ain't right. No way. I got whooped in a wheelchair at 21 in St. Joseph's, and it's documented, and we got body cam footage of it. So plenty of people that got abused in that hospital. So that hospital ain't right with them. But we do need that care for our community. So the powers that be in Milwaukee is launching war on us, and we got to launch war back. And I've been started to launch a war on the powers that be in Milwaukee, because I ain't never scared of them. I holler black.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Marlon. We appreciate it. And this is just going to affect so many people, because, again, it's going to affect 100,000 people. 74% or 74,000 of them being African American, and the cath lab is scheduled to close on December 14th.
Yeah, do people really understand how many people that is? Like, I know Milwaukee has a large population, but you look at surrounding suburbs, some of them do not have 74,000 people exactly. in the entire city.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be, again, it's going to be a deadly blow. And I guess the key to the whole situation is how can it be fixed? So, again, when they're saying that, you know, not enough nurses, not enough doctors, not enough this, not enough that, where are our nurses and doctors at that could say, hey, hire me?
Yeah.
Hire me. They should be flooded with an influx of qualified medical professionals and fill those jobs.
Yeah.
So is it that they don't have the money to pay the people? You feel what I'm saying? Or is it really that it's just not enough people that are coming into that field? But I'm hearing that in other fields as well. Like they're saying, like, we just don't have enough people that are applying or trying to be this type of person that they need for this job. It's not enough people. It's not enough people. And now you have to start making, like I say, unfortunately, these tough decisions. And this is one that I know, like I say, will kill a lot of black people, because we have a lot of black people that have health issues that don't go get checked out regularly.
Yeah, and I can't help but think this got to be tied to, we just elected a president that is trying to get rid of Obamacare.
Right.
Or the Affordable Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm. And Social Security and everything
right?
else.
Okay, so when you focus in on these areas, what insurance do most of these patients have? Either Medicaid or Obamacare.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so if these companies know that this guy is about to cut those, and the patients only have that insurance, then we're about to take a hit.
Right.
We're about to start treating these people. So you can say on the surface, oh, we had short staff and there's, you know. Do you think they'll ever come out and say, well, we ain't going to make no money in this community, so we packing our stuff.
No, they can't say that.
They will never say that.
They're not going to say it.
But how can you not think that when you have all of this stuff going on?
Right.
Again, you're talking about someone who is going to basically cut off your insurance. And so that's just not affecting the consumer. That's affecting hospitals. That's affecting companies.
Affecting the bottom line, yeah.
Yes. So I think it all ties together. And the unfortunate part of it is, at this point, as a community, there's very little that we can say or do about it.
Right.
Well, yeah, because we don't have the capacity to put nurses and doctors into those specific fields right now to save this place from closing the way it is right now. So that's the part that troubles me probably more than anything. I don't know what the answer becomes, because once it's closed, it's going to be that much harder to get it back reopened.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to ramp down.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to cut down on hours. We're going to cut down on shifts, but we're going to still have it. But once you close it, and then people go find something else to do, because they're going to keep working.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Them folks who are specialists, they're not going to stop working just because you close this down.
Right.
Now they're going to leave.
Yeah.
So at what point when you decide, okay, we do want to try to reopen it, to me, now you end up with an even greater shortage trying to bring something back. I don't know what the answer really is for this.
Right. I don't know either. Shelte hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, a lot of those jobs don't offer enough money, and if they do, they take all of your time with no understanding to life when it happens. And Tracy says, Ascension doesn't want to be in poor communities. That's what is kind of screaming out to me, Tracy. I feel you, and until they do something else or say something else that says differently, I can't help but think about, it has everything to do with the bottom line. And that is, if this is a community we're not going to thrive in, and this is a community that only has insurance that is about to be cut off, then that's another thing. Keep it locked right here, Truth Nation. Again, hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We're going to keep this conversation rolling on the other side of the break. You're listening to Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-host Homer Blow and Jay English in the building.
Good morning, good morning.
The legendary Homer Blow.
I was waiting.
I'm going to get it right.
I knew that clear throat was coming.
Right? I just want to make sure he listened. All right.
It was just late.
He gets awfully parsed every time.
Every time I
introduce him. Is that something?
I don't know why that happened.
That is so interesting. I'll tell you something else. It's interesting how this is happening as well. We've been talking about Ascension deciding to close their cath lab at St. Joe's, and in a community where it's, let's just say, predominantly Black community on the north side. And as African Americans, we know that heart disease is one of the major killers in our community. And now where you have someone, or you have services that are accessible to you being removed, and there are a lot of people that this affects, this is a big problem. And of course, this also comes on at the same time that Walgreens had announced they're closing both its 91st and Appleton Avenue and MLK Drive and Hadley Street locations.
Two locations.
So further adding to the burden of Northside residents seeking health care needs. That is just so unfortunate. Grant hit us up on our talking text line and says, good morning. A cath lab was an unfamiliar term to me. And possibly to other listeners, it's a place that you can go if you have a heart attack, where doctors can go in and clear up blockages. Grant, you're absolutely right. And a lot of people may not know what a cath lab is, but if you have any sort of cardiac conditions, if it's been inherited or just, you know, you end up having them, this lab is what you need to get to.
That's right.
Stents.
ASAP.
All kind of stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. So anything dealing with your heart. So, Grant, but thank you for clearing it up. Because like you said, I just can't assume everyone understands what happens in a cath lab. So this is a very, very big and serious deal. We have Winky Blue on the line. Winky, good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hey, good morning to you, gentlemen. I have a comment, man. And I have a question, too. I'd like to know where the Jewish community stands, because that's their hospital. As a matter of fact, at one point in time, they were going to try and close the whole hospital down, and the Jewish community came out, and it changed. The hospital was still there. Listen. This is nothing new. You know, I don't want to lay it at the feet of any administration, but this is it by design. If you look at the trauma centers, trauma is when you get shot or stabbed. That could be a fatal situation. they rush you out to Prater. Well, we used to have trauma centers all across the country in those inner cities, in our inner city. We had Sinai Samaritan was definitely a trauma center. And I think St. Mary's was one. Listen, they removed those because, and now what you do is you have to transport that trauma victim all the way to Prater. And a lot of times when you trauma, when you're taking a victim all the way to Prater to stabilize him, he dies on arrival. He's announced dead. That's by design, brother, to remove these things right out of our community, okay? So we can sit around and we can play. And why isn't the mayor, why isn't he lobbying those people to stay? Why isn't he lobbying Walgreens to stay? He has a lobbying. He has some lobbying. He could do something if it wasn't nothing but hold a meeting to try and talk these people into. Because look at the jobs. The mayor is not a lobbyist, man, for the people. He's just about as bad as the Brandon dude. Okay. Then one more question before I get out of here, or statement. I'll make a statement. You see these bump stops that are in our community, these bump outs and these what you call speed humps. Listen, brother, Vision Zero say they'll save lives. But guess what? People like me and you know that they take lives. Because how many times have you heard, had he been to the hospital, if they could have made it 5 minutes earlier or 3 minutes earlier, we could have saved his life. Those speed bumps, man, are by design in inner cities. Every time you that ambulance got to stop, got to slow down, got to stop, got to slow down, got to go around. Listen, brother, that's all time consuming when a life is at hand. And with that, man, I'm going to get on out of here. But I had to say that because this is not something that's got nothing to do with Donald Trump landed at his feet or Joe Biden. These are elitists that see what's happening in the air.
All right, appreciate it, Winky Blue. We appreciate it. You said you was about to get out of here, did with another 2 minutes on me. But Winky actually making a lot of great points because I really didn't even think of that as well because, like, they put those speed bumps in there to say, hey, this is going to curb reckless driving, which it still hasn't curbed at all. But what it does do is slow down these ambulances because they can't go 50 miles an hour over those many mountains because and again when every second counts, that's a few more seconds that could save a life.
Yeah. And they start adding up quick.
Yes. And now you got to go an extra 10 or 15 minutes on the other side of town. Come on, y'all. This is something. And I don't know what Mayor Johnson could have done, but like Winky said, if there was a meeting that was set up or something to try to convince these people how important it is to keep these establishments in our community and like, hey, maybe we could do a better job of supporting them and doing whatever, if that's providing more security at these Walgreens or whatever the case may be. But this is a really, really big deal that is not just going to affect people now, but for years and years to come. I mean, because like that affects the property value, that affects everything from wanting to even live in these communities. Because if I don't have access to my medicine or food, you know, there's food deserts over there and I can't get to a hospital. Why am I living over here,
man?
And now you want to attract doctors and RNs to come to that.
Yeah, man. That's a tough sale. Jocelyn, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Homer, and Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great morning.
I wanted to just weigh. Can you hear me good?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I wanted to weigh in. I think that it is very sad that these services are being ended in our community. But I think if we sit back and look, it's been happening for a long time. I think what they want us to do is get our lives together, because if you're eating healthy, if you're working out, if you're putting into yourself, we won't need some of these services. If we are not obese, if we're not eating, you know, cheeseburgers and whatever, even though I'm overweight myself, I need to work on that, but I'm not on any kind of medication. When we talk about Walgreens, when people go to get these prescriptions, when you get them at home, are you taking these prescriptions? Are you going to your primary care doctor on a regular basis? People use the emergency rooms and things like that as regular care when that's not what it's for. It's for emergency purposes. So if we take and peel back that onion and we start making sure we have a physical, we have a primary care doctor that we're seeing on a regular basis, we won't need these cath labs, these medications, because we're taking care of ourselves and we're putting back into our communities where we don't give them the access or the superiority to control what we have,
yeah.
If I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
because we're doing it ourselves.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand where you're coming from, Jocelyn. Thank you for the call. And I mean, what do you guys think about what Jocelyn
just
said?
Like, I appreciate her comment. I can't say I agree. If you really want to peel back the onion, you got to look at the reasons why health is the way it is in our communities. When you start talking about the lack of healthy foods, that is a huge piece of that. When you start talking about the economics and realizing that unemployment is higher in our communities and a lot of the higher paying jobs are outside of our communities, but we don't even have bus routes that run to get us to them places. We don't have a train system, which is still weird to me in Milwaukee, that you can just get on and take to some of these other areas. When you don't have that and you don't have the finances to go to a Whole Foods where, yeah, the food is better, but it's also more expensive.
Correct.
All of this stuff leads to the issues with health that many of us navigate, because if you live in certain parts of Milwaukee, there are only certain foods that are readily available to you outside of you getting in your car and driving 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you have this hospital that is going to close this lab down. Like, I hear her saying we should take more accountability, but I'm just saying that that's difficult to do when I got to leave and drive 30 minutes to go find this stuff that's supposed to make me healthier. Who's giving me the money to pay for that if I got two or three kids? Y'all know it costs $30 just to go to McDonald's. Go to Whole Foods.
Right.
And find out how little you got in your cart when you walk up there and you pay $150.
Yeah, being healthy is expensive.
Yes,
Eating healthy is even more expensive.
And my question is, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's peel back the onion and let's ask the questions.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that is because we have a mutated generation right now. Because when I came up, we didn't have to worry about going to Whole Foods. We had a garden in our yard.
You right.
You understand what I'm saying? We had greens, beans, tomatoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right outside.
You know, I had a little trowel and know what I'm saying? We had the garden hoe and we doing all of this and we tilling the soil and we watching it grow and corn and everything else. But we have, again, like I say, we have moved away from that and just become consumers to all things bad. You feel what I'm saying?
Has that been some of the skill set has been lost too? Because, like, I hear what you're saying, and I know the older generation grew up more like that. Mm-hmm. So when I'm looking at the generation now in their 30s and their late 20s, maybe even like me in my early 40s, where I had the garden outside,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't necessarily taught how to do the garden outside.
And that became, in my opinion, where people weren't paying attention, just like cooking. We have a microwave society, and everything is quick, get it now. I call it get it now, microwave society. Everybody wants it right now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to understand that if you go to school, you go to college, you get your degrees. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. you can get a self-sustainable wage job. Of course, we know that economics now, like I say, we got the same reason with the hospital. Talking about not enough nurses, not enough mm-hmm. doctors, and you know, and then the point that Telly makes is like money. It's a money grab. Like if we not gonna make no damn money,
then why are we here? Because it's not that they care about the patients or care about the community. It's about, we care about y'all as long as we getting this money. Shelte hit us up and says, I'm pretty sure we're not doing anything different than other communities.
Mm-hmm.
We have to dissect that on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here. We're going to step aside and we'll dive into more on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-host Homer Blow and Jay, the legendary Homer Blow.
You need some water.
And Jay English in the building.
He's going to get sick of me. He'll be like, really, Blow?
Right. So we've been just to kind of put a bow on it because this discussion definitely needs to continue. But Ascension deciding to close this cath lab in on December 14th is going to be a major blow to a community that continues to get blow after blow. Again, two more Walgreens are going to close, and it just makes it tougher for Northside residents to get the medical and health care services that they need. And we can continue that on the other side of the break. Also, we'll get into a kid shoots himself on accident with his mother's gun, and now there are questions that are being asked. Should the mother be charged with a crime? And we'll also get into a Milwaukee mother accused of attacking a special ed teacher. Keep it locked right here. We have guest co-host, legendary Homer Blow.
Hey,
Jay English in the building. Keep it locked right here for hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.